5 arrested in plot to attack UFC event at White House. 5 men have been arrested for allegedly plotting to attack the mixed martial arts event that was held at the White House on June 14. The charges include conspiracy to murder. The men were planning to set off explosives at the event and force people there to flee a certain way, according to court documents. Snipers would be positioned to take out high-level targets, including President Donald Trump, according to the charging papers. One of the men, Tyson Proper, 19, told law enforcement that the attack would jumpstart a revolution in the United States, according to the FBI. Proper's mother called the police on June 10. Officers arrived and learned that Proper had met people online and had been planning recons and missions with them, according to prosecutors. He had also spent $3,000 on guns, ammunition, ballistic plates, and other items, and planned to leave during the upcoming weekend to meet with the people, his father said. Proper was admitted to a local hospital because of homicidal ideations, the FBI said. Proper later spoke to investigators and shared with them images and messages from accounts he was using, including accounts on TikTok and Signal. Proper said that the group with which he was involved believed the United States was headed in the wrong direction and needed to be torn down so that it could be rebuilt, according to the FBI. He said the plan was for people to leave their homes on June 12 or 13 and meet in Fredericksburg, Virginia. They would stage a demonstration near the White House. During the demonstration, the group would fly drones laden with explosive devices and set them off in a specific area, forcing the crowd to evacuate in view of waiting snipers, who would shoot people as they fled. Targets included Senators Marsha Blackburn, Tom Cotton, and Representative Carol Miller. Through the information Proper provided, law enforcement identified 4 other men involved with the attack plan, according to officials. One of the men, Abraham Hermosillo Alvarez, 31, discussed the targets during the attack. "As many and as deadly as we can get," he allegedly wrote. Another man, Daniel Eskridge, 32, wrote that the plan required 5 teams of 3 people each, and that the teams would each consist of a sniper, a drone operator, and a lookout. The other 2 men allegedly involved in the plot are Brian Omar Roa, 24, and Michael Allen Thomas, 32. Roa told the FBI during an interview that he had planned to protest at the UFC event but his vehicle malfunctioned and he had to return home. His relatives told law enforcement that he had planned to go to Washington and appeared ready to carry out an act of violence, and he discussed how a person could hypothetically use drones armed with explosives to bomb buildings near the White House, according to charging documents. Thomas told the FBI that he was a planner and advisor for the group, the FBI said. Thomas allegedly said the aim of the attack, and subsequent planned attacks, was to create chaos and overthrow the U.S. government. "This is still an active, ongoing investigation," U.S. Secret Service Deputy Director Matthew Quinn told reporters at a press conference on Tuesday. "There are still suspects at large, and we're going to work it until everyone's been identified." Quinn also said that the event on Sunday was never at risk. Period. A public defender appointed to represent Alvarez declined to comment. Lawyers representing Proper and Eskridge did not respond to requests for comment by time of publication. It was not clear whether Roa and Thomas had retained legal counsel. FBI Director Kash Patel said in a statement that, "Thanks to the rapid action of this FBI, our partners, and the Department of Justice in a multi-state operation, multiple individuals are now in custody and allegedly planned attacks were stopped cold." He added, "I want to thank our great agents and partners. This work remains ongoing and we will continue to update the public as permitted."